Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
But Dr. Kofi Odru, Oma Wonsem. We want to thank God for his life. We want to bless the name of the Lord to be a blessing unto the nations of the world. Papa, wherever you are, we say thank you for the opportunity and we do not take it for granted. I want to also take this opportunity to thank him for Revival 2022. Oh, and now would they say Revival 2022 happen? Papa, thank you for bringing us these mighty men of God to be a blessing unto us. Our lives have not been the same, and it will not be the same from this revival. And I believe that new masters are being born out of this revival in Jesus' name. Thank you, Papa. I want to thank God for the life of Mama Rita. Amen. Today is Mommy's birthday. Today is Mommy's birthday. In fact, we'll properly do it after the service. But Mommy, happy birthday. God bless you. Thank you for doing what you do for our Father to be able to do the work of God. Thank you for being a peace of mind for our Father. God bless you so much. Amen. Hallelujah. Online, you are welcome. Facebook, YouTube. We thank you for joining us this evening. Our foundation scripture, John the 12th chapter, the 20th and the 21st verse. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and the 21st verse. I want us to read it together. Ready, go. And there were certain Greeks amongst them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. Sir, we would like to see Jesus. Sir, we want to have an encounter with Jesus. Sir, we have come to a point whereby we have realized that our lives cannot be the same without Jesus. That is why we have come. We have come to a point in our lives that we have realized that our progress cannot be progressed without Jesus. We have come to a point in our lives to realize that without Jesus, nothing can we do, nothing can we achieve, nothing can we fulfill unless we have the Christ in our lives. That is why we have come into the presence of God this lovely Tuesday evening, not to see man, not to please man, not to have fellowship with man, not to come and see our friend, not to come and see our boyfriend or our girlfriend, not to do anything, but to come and have Jesus. The reason for our being here is nothing but Jesus. And we want to read the next scripture. As our Father has said, arguably the most relevant and essential scripture that is fulfilling the times that we are in. And it is Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34th to the 36th verse. And the Bible says that, and take heed to yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. I tell you that day will come upon many unawares. For after a revival like this, I believe that our hearts are stirred up. Our spirits are stirred up to do something for the Lord. But you find out that men have received the revival flame. They have received the revival fire. But after the revival, they have gone back to sleep. They have gone back to sleep. Because we feel that the revival is the program. We feel that the revival is the 7 days that we were in the presence. After that, we go back. Some were fasting and praying. They have stopped the fasting. Some were praying. In fact, some were praying throughout the night during the revival. Oh, come and see sleeping. But But you see, this revival is a stepping stone for you to do something for the Lord. You are revived to do something. You are revived to go forward. You are revived to take up the pieces and do something with. You are not revived to go back to sleep. You are not revived to forget about church. You are not revived to forget about your closet. But you are revived to go back and continue to walk in the spirit. Continue to do the things that you are doing and do it even more and even better. Hallelujah. So Galatians chapter 5 tells us that you must walk in the spirit. Galatians chapter 5 verse number 16. You may be seated. You may be seated. Galatians chapter 5 verse number 16. He says, this I say then, walk in the spirits, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. After a revival like this, you need to continue walking in the spirit. Because if you slack from walking in the spirit, you will begin to fulfill the lust of the flesh. And many of us, after the revival, have gone back into fulfilling the lust of the flesh. That is what I'm saying. During the revival, after the service, you are stirred up to do something for the Lord. Oh, 2 days abba, 3 days abba, ayena. I don't believe that you some even remember the messages that were preached. Oh, they have forgotten about it. But you see, for the revival to continue moving and for the revival to flames to continue burning, you need to walk in the spirit. Hallelujah. So he said, can you give me the scripture? He says that what? Walk. This I say then. So after the revival, I want to admonish you that walk in the spirit. Walk in the spirit. Because if you don't walk in the spirit, you give chance for the flesh to take over. And all that you have heard, all the revival grace that has come upon you, all the revival anointing that has come upon you, will just be flushed out in a twinkle of an eye. So he said, walk in the spirit. And ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Go. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit. Do you think that your flesh is happy about the revival that has come upon your life? No. No. He says, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. So you have received revival fire. But if you don't allow the spirit to take over, you cannot do what you want to do. You continue to walk in your foolishness and your bewitchment. Yeah. 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 You will not be revived for soul winning. The devil will hinder you. Yeah. The devil will hinder you because you are walking back in the flesh. But the Bible is saying, walk in the spirit. He said, ye cannot do. But if ye be led of the spirit, ye are not under the law. Walk in the spirit. A man that walks in the spirit is a prayerful man. He is not a man that receives revival and goes back to his prayerlessness. He is not a man that receives revival and goes back to sleep. But he receives revival to go forward in what he is doing. So, the Bible says in Mark chapter 1, verse number 35. Mark chapter 1, verse number 35. And he says, and in the morning, rising up, you know, go to, let's start from 34. He said, and he healed many that were sick of diverse diseases and cast out many devils and suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. This was a revival meeting that Jesus had. He had had a crusade that healings have happened. Great miracles have happened. Testimonies have broken forth. And the Bible says that after that, and in the morning, after the revival, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place. And what did he go and do? He prayed. I can't hear you. What did he go and do? He prayed. There is no time in the Bible that Jesus finishes any service or finishes any revival move or any meeting and stays in there and enjoy himself. Oh, we are finished. So the fasting has ended. The Bible says that after the revival, he went and what? He prayed. A man that walks in the spirit, walks in a revival, must be a prayerful man. For the revival flame to be sustained, you must be a prayerful person. Yeah. You must be a prayerful person. You must not faint in your prayer. So Luke chapter 18, verse number 1. The Bible says that he said this parable unto them, saying, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Men ought always, not some of the time, not when there is a revival, not when there is a... No, you see, Christians of today, we only rise up in prayer when there is a problem. When we go through trials, that is when we remember that we have a God. We forget that prayer is a communication between you and your God. Hallelujah. It's a communication between you and your God. It is a relationship. Anybody that is in a relationship where there is no communication, the relationship is bound to fail. Hallelujah. The like people who are in long distance relationship, your husband is here, you are in the US, you are in, or he's here, you are in the northern region. And for 1 month, he has not called you. Your relationship is broken down. You don't have a relationship where there is no communication. Yeah. If you love somebody, you are texting the person. You are calling the person. You are making sure that everything about the person is on point and okay. But we say we love the Lord. But there is no communication there. Even if we have a communication, it's a one-sided communication. The communication is for our wants, not for our relationship. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We go to God for our wants and our needs, but not for a relationship. Yeah. There are people, their whole relationship is that give me, give me, give me. So if you are not giving, the relationship is dead. So today when you are coming, you need to buy me pizza. Tomorrow when you are coming, it's chocolate. Yes, you need to buy me a new brazier. You need to buy me drawers. You see, that is when it shows that the relationship is ongoing. But to sit down and communicate well and have a talk about our future, how we are going to live our life, it's not there. It is all about what I want and what I need. That is not a relationship. So we have finished the revival and we have disconnected ourselves again. We have disconnected ourselves again. We have disconnected. Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26. Give me from verse 36. The main thing I want to say is in 40, but give me from 36. He says, then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto his disciples, sit here while I go and pray yonder. Go. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Go. Then said he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. Tarry ye here, go back. Tarry ye here and watch with me. The word watch here means that pray with me. Wait here and pray with me. Go. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will it." Verse 40. When he was going, he told Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, "Tarry here and watch with me. Stay here and pray with me. I am going a little further to pray, but I want you to be here and be also what? Bugging me with what? With prayers." And the Bible says that he came back. "And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them." "Findeth them asleep and saith unto Peter, Who could ye not watch with me 1 hour?" So after this revival, you have not been able to pray for 1 hour. No, you see, Jesus Christ gave a criteria here for a Christian. That means that as a born again Christian and as a believer, at least a day, 1 month prayer, when they say to me, "Bomb prayer, don't share the barco." But what he had, me no worker say. 5 minutes, we have one more. We pray, you know, and you 2 seconds. Already, that was that. That was said. Wami, I sorry, you are not pay. Amen. How can you keep the revival fire and the flame burning if you are not able to watch? If you are not able to watch, says so. You couldn't even watch with me for 1 hour. So this revival anointing, the grace, people falling down and all that, it went to me and find yesterday for just 1 hour. You have gone to sleep. And Jesus Christ said something in 41. Listen, he said, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. For the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." When we read in Galatians, it says that what? The spirit fighteth against the flesh and the flesh against the spirit. That you are unable to do that which you want, to do. So if you are not a prayerful person, this flesh will continue to make you weak. You will not be able to continue to walk in the revival that you have received. Hallelujah. Am I communicating this evening? He said, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation." So the temptation that has been coming your way, it is by the fact that what? You are not praying. You are not praying. I believe that if Peter was praying with Jesus, he would have had an understanding of what Jesus was going to do. Because he wasn't praying, he didn't know the reason and the purpose for all what was happening in Gethsemane at the time that it was happening. So, when the soldiers came with Judas to come and capture him, he took a sword and slashed somebody's ear. He said what? "Watch and pray that you not fall into what? Temptation." So because he wasn't a prayerful person and he wasn't watching, he easily fell into temptation and went to cut somebody's ear. I believe that if he was praying and he was waiting, like Jesus said, he wouldn't have denied him. He wouldn't have denied him. He would have understood that the purpose for the death of Jesus Christ was for the greater good of mankind. He wouldn't have prevented it. We have received revival, and a man that walks in the revival spirit is a prayerful person. Listen, don't go and sleep. What does Adiana Nano Abreu? What does, listen, Obi wo honoma, nin nano any full stop. Oti asori dem oda. Oti ke mo oda. Oti TV echi oda. Oye juma oda. Oda, osai da wo nanimu. Sleeping in a sleep. What does, sir? You are not having any. Why then do you continue to sleep? What does our that in the sleep? Or to me, that in the sleep, he is sleeping. Hallelujah. Because prayer is a powerful tool.
There is no revival that has happened without the stirring of prayer. Yeah. Listen, why is it that the men of God come here and they say that this altar is blazing with fire? Because this ministry or this commission rides on the wheels of prayer. When this ministry was being built, Mama Lizzie, they were there. They built 12 pillars. Achimota Forest, praying for a revival to break forth in this ministry. When we entered our next phase, since September 9/11/2016, it was prayer. All this you have seen has been birthed out of prayer. So the Bible says that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous, it does powerful things. It turns situations around. So a man that walks in the revival spirit is a prayerful man. Hallelujah. A man that walks in the revival spirit is a man whose mind is renewed. It's a person whose mind is renewed. Listen, you cannot come to this revival and go back with the same mentality that you were attacking your ministry with, your business with, or anything, your relationship with, your marriage with. You cannot go with the same mentality. You need a renewal of what? Mind. Yeah. I was speaking to one of my brothers today, Pastor Elisha, and he was telling me that there something has entered him during this revival, and it has changed the course of his destiny. Yes, that is what we are. The message that came, the message that was brought out of this pulpit, cannot be a message that will tell you that sit down. No, no, no. It's a message that puts fire on your bottom, that rise up and do something for the Lord. Yes. So, the revived spirit, or a man that walks in the revival spirit, is a man that has a renewed mind. The mentality cannot be the same. The thinking cannot be the same. So, Romans chapter 12, verse number 2. The Bible tells us, it said, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." If you don't have a renewed mind, you cannot prove what is good. If this revival has not changed something in you, you cannot prove that which is good. Whatever you will do will not be accepted, and it will not be the perfect will of God. Am I communicating? You need to work in that your mentality must not be the same again. Your approach towards things cannot be the same again. 1st, you used to sleep, but now you need to wake up. You used not to be, you have received, you have been born again, but you have never gone out there to let anybody know what you have tasted. After this revival, it should be a renewal of mind to know that you are also an ambassador of Christ Jesus. So it is time for me to rise up and go out there and go and preach to somebody and go and win a soul for somebody. We are revived to win souls. Hallelujah. No, it's not a fanfare at all. It's not there. The power. Me say, Reverend Nateba, nanya deketwa, Reverend Elvis ba, you know, Apostle Josiah ba, you know, No. The messages that came should renew your mind. You must reset, recalibrate, reconfigure your mind to the real purpose and essence of Christ Jesus. So now, your thinking must be different. when you are thinking it should be the Christ mentality. I said it should be what? The Christ mentality. Yeah. So in this revival, you need to have a renewed mind. The next thing you need to know is that in this revival spirit, you do not please man, but you please what? God. So, there are people who are sitting here who have received the word of God, who have received an anointing to do something. But what they are willing to do are what that man will see them doing. And appreciate them for what they have done. But the things that they have to do, they will not do them. They are looking at what men will say. Hey, they say, there, you will revive a leader. Why am I bought 4 pounds? No. Hey, we revival. Who say? Hey, oh, corner bar. No, after they say they are come to your ear, why are they pan? Hey, is it from the heart? They are woe ye no. If we wakume mu na woe ye, and I say, say Papa Ben who say, who ye bribi? What a message in internet say? I say me to me ye bribi. Now who say? I said dear. Bibia asasa. But you are still in your field. Galatians chapter 1, verse number 10. The Bible says, now, am I trying to win the favor of men? Galatians 1, 10. For do I now persuade men of God? Give me New King James. New King James. For do I now persuade men of God? Am I on? No, Amplified. Amplified. Am I now trying to win the favor and approval of men or of God? Or am I seeking to please someone? If I were still trying to be popular with men, I would not be a born servant of Christ. So what you are doing in the house of God after this revival, is it to seek the popularity and approval of men? Or you are doing it because you are a born servant of Christ? You have received the revival and you want to do something for the Lord, or you want to do something for Prophet Dr. Kofi Odu, or you want to do something for you to be recognized. Person that walks in the spirit of the revival is a God pleaser and not a man pleaser. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 1. He said, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with the excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ. Have you received the revival flame so that you will be accepted, so that you receive something from somebody? Oh yeah. Because I've heard testimonies that when one man of God went to preach here, by the time he finished preaching, the people have gathered cassava and bodie and banche for the person. So the way that I am hungry right now, no, when I go there and I go, I should go and speak in such a way that woman so one man banche the bodie because I call me Remy. So for I determined not to know anything among you. I mean, yeah, imagine say me who bibia woman time. I didn't come for anything from you, but what? Save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Let not the message change. Let it be the same. When you see the crowd coming, let the message be the same. When you see the move of God after this revival, let the message be the same. When you see increase, let the message be the same. When you see God coming down in mighty works and miracles in the ministry, let the message be Jesus and him crucified. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, let not entice ourselves, tickle ourselves and laugh that we are doing well, because men are clapping for us. Men can clap for you here, but you will stand before the judgment seat of Christ and you say that I never knew you. Oh, I never knew you. I remember when Apostle Randy Impact was preaching, and he said that, yes, you do miracles, you do powerful things in the name of Jesus Christ, and you go there and you tell you that that was not what I asked you to do. Therefore, I don't know you. You are the name of Jesus. And you, he said that at the mention of the name Jesus, every knee will bow. So as long as you are mentioning the name of Jesus, miracles, testimonies, and all that, it is going to happen. But you see, at the end of the day, are you doing it to please man or are you doing it to please God? So the man that walks in the spirit of the revival is a man that pleases God and does not please man. The man that walks in the spirit of revival is a man that does not love the world. It's a man that does not love the world. 1 John chapter 2, verse number 15. He said, love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Love not the world. Listen, as you go out there to go and do powerful things for God, as you have become a new master in the field of politics, in the field of art, in the field, in every field, in ministry, as you have become a master, don't love the world. Because the world will come to you. The world will come to you. The Bible says that because of the anointing, virgins do love thee. Oh, because of the move of God that has come upon your life, oh, the virgins will lay themselves on a silver platter and come to you. The world will come to you. But the Bible says that love it not. Love it not. Not the things that are in the world. Give me back the scripture. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Go. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. So you have received revival, and the revival is to go and buy a new Range Rover. The revival that you have now, you have received revival. God has given you an opportunity to become a new master. You have become a new master in the ministry as a gospel musician. You have become a powerful one. Now, when you go to programs, then the small girls are following you. The world is following you. You are not singing to save souls. You are singing to get a new car. You are not singing for the deliverance of the soul of men, for people to come to the saving knowledge of Christ. Now you are ministering and singing so that you have the approval of men, and men can give things to you, and the world will come to you. Said that means that the love of the Father is not in you. Where is your heart? Where is your heart? So Matthew chapter 6, verse number 19 says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in. Listen, the things that you want to have, the wealth that you want to have, that's why we are going to leave it here. You are not going, who has died that they have put his 5-bedroom house in the coffin before? Who has died that they have put the Range Rover in it before? Who has died and they have added the wives and the concubines and the girlfriends to you before? Papa say owu enne. Na ne we dan ya one mama reta dem. Ya de ne be to honum ne akasa mama reta antena ne nche ya obefi ne nche ya ko. Yeah. So when you die, your wife will not want to go with you. Oh, as soon as you obey, oh, me no back, you pian the kakram and ben yi amnana no anaw beti min kobio. Hallelujah. So these things that you are seeking, the wealth that you are seeking, know that you are not going to go with them, but the treasures that you are keeping in heaven. The treasures, he says, where moth and rust that corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, go. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through. Have you heard that the vaults of heaven have been broken in before? He said, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be. Where is your heart? After this revival, where is your heart? Is your heart in the world or is your heart for the Lord? Is your heart in the world or is your heart for the Lord? So in this revival spirit, we say that we will not love the world. Whatever we are doing it as we are doing it unto God. So Colossians chapter 3, verse number 1, the Bible says that if then we are raised up with Christ, we must seek things which are above. What are the things which are above? The things that are important to the Lord. Give me another version of this scripture. You have been raised to life with Christ. So set your hearts on the things that are in heaven, where Christ sits on his throne, at the right side of God. Another. This one said, therefore, if you have been raised with Christ to a new life, to a revived life, sharing in his resurrection from the dead, keep seeking the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Give me the last version. So if you are serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. I love this. If you say that revival 2022 has made something enter you, has caused the change, you have been blessed by, you have been moved by it, then act like it. Act like it. Then you need to move from your home and begin to go out there and be winning souls for Christ. You need to stand as a prayer warrior and make sure that Jehovah the Mafia is mafiaing everywhere. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. What are the things that Christ presides over? Christ is interested. Though this you can, it can be said that pursue the things over which Christ is interested in. Christ is interested in the salvation of souls. Christ is interested in the liberation of his children. Christ is interested that the sinner will be saved and the backslider will be restored. So pursue these things. Those are the important things. Those are the important things. Those are the things that you need to be looking for. Finally, as I bring my message to a close, a man that walks in the revival spirit is a man whose life is only based on the word of God and nothing else. His life is based on the word of God and nothing else. So Psalm 1, verse number 2 says that. No, you start from verse number 1. Psalm 1. It says, how well. Give me King James. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Verse 2. But his delight. Give me this one in another version. Instead, they find joy in obeying the law of the Lord. The man that walks in the revival spirit is the man that finds joy in obeying the law of the Lord. His joy is pleasing the Lord, walking in the word of the Lord. His life, that means that his home is based on the word. His work that he's doing is based on the word. You cannot come to him and ask him to do any corrupt moves because his life is based on what? The word of God. Study, instead, they find joy in obeying the law of the Lord and they study it day and night. Give me another version. But his delight is in the law, is in the law of the Lord, and on his law, his precepts and teachings, he habitually meditates day and night. Habitually, not sometimes. When we say habitual, we mean that it is a lifestyle. The word has become what? A lifestyle. You cannot go without the word. Everything that you do is based on what? The word. So anybody that walks in the revival spirit is a person that delights in the word of the Lord. Give me the final version. But they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. So Psalm 119 verse 11, he said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. So because my life is based on the word of God, everything that I know in life is the word of God, I am not prone to what? Going against what? The word of God. That I might not sin against you. Verse 12. I praise you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. Anybody that will walk in this revival spirit shall be a man that the word of God is with. So Joshua chapter 1 verse number 8. Joshua chapter 1 verse number 8. He said, this book of the law shall not depart. Give me another version. And don't for a minute let this book of the revelation be out of your mind. Ponder and meditate on it day and night, making sure you practice. You practice everything. So, the one who practices is the one whose life is based on the word. The one who practices the word is the one whose life is based on the word. Then you will get where you are going. Then you will succeed. Give me another version. Be sure that the book of the law is always read in your worship. There are people who are praying, who are worshiping, who are doing all that, but it is not based on the word. He says, study it day and night and make sure that you obey everything. You see, there are people who read but do not obey. There are people, Yankin Kai, your Bible, Tima, sorry, I'm not part.
Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Also, there be a near a radin air casan or pay. TSMS is son.
There are many people, they are hearing the word, they are hearing the word that we are speaking today. They are like the book of James that say that they are just hearers of the word, but not doers of the word. They hear it to deceive themselves. They receive just the pleasure and the excitement of the word. I tell you, there are many of us sitting here, after a week, we won't even remember that there was a revival 2022. I am telling you. No, I've gone far, Kwampo, a week. Today, that we have decided to come and sit here, let me ask somebody that, what was the message that was preached by Dr. Justice Avevo? Powerful name, Avevo. And you, because, let's say, the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. As you listen to the word, faith grows. You become one with the word, and you begin to live the word. If you just hear the word today and go and sleep with the word, the Bible says that it is like, when you read Matthew chapter 13, he says that the word is like the one that was thrown on the wayside, and then birds came and picked it. Some of the word that was preached, it is like Ebraya tuegu and kwanche obedience akwa koto nsoyemu obedience akwa koto abuo so. But then I want you to be the one that the word of God fell on solid ground. It fell on a good soil. And I believe that when you begin to base your life, when you begin to base your destiny, when you begin to base your hope on the word of God,
then you begin to see the manifestations of the revival in your life. I don't believe that after this revival 2022, your life must be the same. Your ministry must be the same. For it to turn around, then you are basing it on the word of God. On the word of God. On the word of God. So let's not be just hearers of the word, but let us be doers of the word. Let us walk in the word, walk in the light of the understanding of the word. May we become one with this revival words, that we may take up our cross and follow Christ. That we may take up the baton and run. Listen, Papa has declared, the men of God have declared the prophetic word of new masters. But if you stay in the flesh, if you stay your life pleasing men, if you are not a prayerful person, you will sit there and you'll be praying the baton, and it will never come into your hands. I'm telling you that we have declared that there are new masters, but if you don't position yourself, the baton will be given to somebody else. Rise up to your feet and clap your hands to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want us to lift up our voice, begin to pray in the spirit, begin to pray in the spirit, begin to pray in the spirit. Magadabaradabahai, Zadabadabadabahai, Shadabadabahadabahai, Zidabaka brandele baka brandele bahaya, Zibadabadabahaya. Ah, Father, after this revival, after this wonderful revival, oh God, help us to walk, help us to walk, help us to walk in the revival fire, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Manda da bahaya, zibara de bo santa la bahaya, girada ba da baka breya, azande de bo zabraya, remande de bo zabraya. Let our lives be pleasing unto you, O God. We ask in the name of Jesus, help us to walk in the spirit. Help us to walk in the spirit of the revival, that we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Father, help us to walk, O God, in the spirit of the revival. Ah, that, O God, we will, O God, lift up the baton and run, O God, in the name of Jesus. Bande de bo zabraya. Masata da baya, riberende de bedebea, rata dosa ya, ribande de bozi brenda, rimanda da baka braya, are in the name of the Lord Jesus, rabida dosa ya, igada baka braya, rababa bosa ya, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, and so this morning, this evening, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance amongst the saints. I pray as you leave here tonight, you will go in the spirit of the revival. You will go in the spirit of the revival. And everything that you do will be a manifestation of the revival. Father, we thank you that you have done it. Even in Jesus' name we have prayed. Somebody shout a believing amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How many of you are blessed tonight? We give God praise. Amen. Hallelujah. I want us to pray for our mother. Today is Mama Rita's birthday. Today is Lady Reverend Rita Dede Odro's birthday. And I want us to join together and lift up prayer. Before that, I want us to sing happy birthday for her. Wherever she is, she's watching. And I want to let her hear that we are saying, come and sing. And then I'm going to sing. Eka kill plus like a person to but meja will see.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
want to lift up our voice and lift up prayer for our mother. Online, everywhere you are, today is our mother's birthday, Lady Reverend Rita Odro's birthday, and we are lifting prayer and asking God that the grace of God will abound for her. We are lifting up prayer and asking that the goodness of God will be her portion. We are lifting up prayer and asking that God will reward her for her labor, that every labor that she has labored in the Lord shall never be in vain. We ask that the Lord shall continually grace her, that she will continue to be a peace of mind to our Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, for long life in good health. We pray for increase. We pray for the anointing. We pray that God will use her in the nations of the world to raise giants, to raise giants for the kingdom of God, to raise end time women for the move of God in this end time, in the name of Jesus. We come against every agenda of fellow. We come against every conspiracy of the enemy that will want to stand against her life, that will want to hinder her. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, Magadiba de Bosaya, Ribasundele Bakabraha, Ribalendele Bosabraha, Rabadosa, Ligalima Diba Adeha. Hey, we pray for our mother in the name of Jesus. Rabapapaya, Ibada Bakabraha, Ribosaya, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you that you have placed your blessing upon your handmaid. We thank you that you are granting her long life in good health. We thank you that in this end time, whatever move that you are moving, whatever that you are doing, you will not do it without her. I pray that the end time grace that you have lifted upon women to come to the front line, may that grace propel her. And may he use her to raise giants for your kingdom. We thank you that you have blessed her. We thank you that you have graced her. We thank you that your goodness is her portion. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Somebody shout amen. Hip, 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 hip. Hooray! Mama, we love you. We cannot stop by saying that we love you. I always say this. My father never made a mistake marrying you. I always say it. Thank you for all that you do for Alabaster International Ministry. Thank you for all that you are to Alabaster International Ministry. Thank you that you are peace of mind for our Father. Thank you that you are standing with our Father. That in times when it was difficult, you were there to raise him up and to help him to stand back on his feet again. Thank you, Mama. We love you. God bless you and happy birthday. Amen. God bless you so much.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.